Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook from an award-winning chef in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get started. So we've been doing a lot of incredible dinners, my wife and I, in our private chef business. And one thing we've been getting a lot of requests for are our perfectly cooked baby potatoes. And honestly, it's so easy to make. I want to just give everybody the recipe. Now, remember this. The most important thing I could tell you about making these potatoes is having proper shocking water. Now, that's not actually water that you get shocked with, like electricity. But what shocking actually means is you have ice water. So it's the feeling of hot going submersive right into ice cold, and it shocks the product and it keeps it from overcooking. And this is really important. We do the same thing when we do whole lobsters and crab as well to stop the cooking process. Let's get started. So the very first thing we're going to do is I'm going to take 1 pound of baby potatoes, and I always want to make sure to give my baby potatoes a rinse, and I'm always going to put them in cold water to start. Now, we don't want them to be in a lot of water. I just want to make sure that the water covers the potatoes. Once the water covers the potatoes, that's as much water as we need for this. I'm going to bring them to a hard boil for 1 minute, and then I'm going to turn it to a simmer for 10 minutes. This is very important so we can fully cook our potato through and through. I'm going to grab the potatoes and I'm going to put them into our shocking water, our ice cold water, and it'll stop the cooking process. I'm going to let them sit in the cold water for about 5 minutes, and then I'm going to pull those out. I'm going to dry them. I want to pat them down and I'm going to dry them nice. And if some of the potatoes are split or they explode, because sometimes when they shock, if that potato is really, really hot, it will pop. Now, it's not going to pop and it's going to hurt nobody, but at the same time, it does pop. And if you're a perfectionist like myself, you don't want to serve something that's popped. We're going to take the potatoes after we've dried them. We're going to put them into 2 tablespoons of dry chive, 4 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 tablespoon of granulated garlic, and salt and pepper to taste. Now, to lock in that beautiful gold color that you want to have on your potatoes, and you definitely want to make sure they have a nice, good, crispy, the outside is crispy and the inside is nice and soft. Put them into a saute pan on a medium-high heat, and I kind of just watch them for about a minute on each side. And then once it looks like the golden color starting to come out of the potatoes, I'm going to go ahead and put them on high, and I'm just going to keep moving the pan around just to make sure that we get every little piece of the potato completely covered and make sure the skin is crispy. For this and many more of my recipes, check my website at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.